wie Liebmann.
One of the mitzvahs which we're all very busy preparing for Purim is the mitzvah Mishloach Manos. Now the mitzvah is quite a simple mitzvah. Chayv l'shloach l'chaveir shtei monos bosa beis mina oichlim. You need to send one shloach monos of two portions of food to one person. That is the mitzvah shloach monos. Shtei shnei mina oichlim must be two types of foods, not just two portions of one type of food. It must be two types of food. Even though the Rambam Mechaber starts to shtei monos bosa, two portions of meat, it doesn't mean two identical portions. It means two types of portions. Whether it's a piece of meat and a piece of chicken, or whether it's a roasted piece and a cooked piece, or the brown or the white, everybody's got a preference. It must be different types, two different types. That is what makes the, that's how you make it to Shlachmos. Cook, raw is a shayla mishne brura. Some say if it's raw, it's also good. But to be yoto all the shitters, make sure it's edible and cooked. Mashke, another mishmur say mashke is bechlal oichel as well. It's also allowed. Yet drinks also one food and one drink is also okay. So interesting shayla came about is, once can you send a person a piece of fried fish? One piece of fried fish on a plate, or perhaps even a better one, a piece of schnitzel. Yes. A piece of fried, one piece on its own, just a piece of fried schnitzel or fried fish. Is that called shloach monos? What's the shaila? There's four places in Shas where there's halacha of two tashim, of two cooked items. Everybody knows, okay, leave shloach monos for the last one. So we know by Erev Tashinim, the Mishnah in Beitzah, which says quite clearly, Tesvov, it says quite clearly, there's a mitzvah to be Shammai, we need two Tashinim, but Hillel Hod, you need Tavshil Echot. We have a baked food as well, but Tavshil, one Tavshil is enough. Be Shammai Hod, Be Tavshinim. We've got Gemara in Psochim, Kuf Yudaldam Abeis, Leil Pesach, on the Ka'ora, we need two Tashinim. Echot Zeich LePesach, Echot Zeich LeChigidya. The Mishnah in Tanis, Chovova Medbeis, Sudam Afsekes, Lo Yoichal, Shnei Tavshinim. You mustn't eat two Tavshinim on the last Suda before you eat Tishbov. And we've got by Shloach Monos, we've got a mitzvah of sending two Tavshinim, two cooked items. Now by three of them, Dog or Beitzah Sha'olov, the Mishnah says in Beitzah, what's called two Tavshinim according to Beis Shammai, Dog or Beitzah Sha'olov is called two tashinim. Says Rashi, what's dog or Beitzah Sha'olov? Shahoyuragilin Latuach Dog Bebeitim. They smeared the fish with egg. Latuach Tzlia. Because talking Beitzah Dog, because you're noisy when you roast it. So I think that's out a piece of fried fish. You soak it in egg and matzah meal, crumbs, whatever it is, and then you fry it. So this layer around it, that's the Beitzah Sha'olov with a few extra ingredients. So shteim furish, it's called two tashinim. Well, it doesn't say, clearly needs the ice. If it's a big piece of fish, you'll end up with a kezayis. Let's talk about a large one. Let's talk about a large piece of fish, a good size, a good haddock fillet fried, and you take the whole brown peel off it, you'll end up with them because ice is not that big. So right, so you got a shia sashim for his dogs race was called two tashinim. That's a first mission. Ipsochim kuf yudaladum a base. Chizkiya says clearly, I feel a dog a beta sha'olov. Says clearly for two tashinim, you could put on your seder shizel, you can put a piece of fried fish and kai two tashin. We've got meaning to put it with we've got our zoya and our beta, she's a special in the zoya and the beta got the inyonim. Or the beta minadin, you mekayim the tekona of putting two tashinim with dog a beta sha'olov. So she's a foolish. In Tanis, when it comes to Sudan Mafsekes, Rashi says Mefurush. Again, what are the two tashinim you mustn't eat? Says Rashi, any two tashinim, or Boso obeitische olive, schnitzel, vechei dog obeitische olive, fried fish, all of them included the two tashinim, kerdamrina bepsochim, this is the last base tashinim, Rashi stelled soup. So, ibazoi, lechoyre. And when it comes to Shlachmonas, it should be no different. So the emes is thereby in Tani's days of Machlokes Rishonim. The Ritva says, even though Legabe Pesach and Legabe Erev Tashinim, Dog Beit Sha'olov is called two Tashinim, Abba says the Ritva, Pum Basudim Afsekes, that's not called two Tashinim. There the Ike is Tanug, extra Tanugim, you must have too many pleasures there. So Dog's Beit is called one pleasure, not two pleasures. So it's for us at Punk when it comes to Sunnah of Sekis that won't qualify for the Issa to be called Beit Tashin. But everywhere else it's called two Tashin. The Rabban Tainers, not only by Erevin. Rabban says, only by Erev Tashinim, that's why we can call it two Tashinim, says the Rabban, because Erev Tashinim, by Erev Ikilu. Which is Shver Rabban, because he Rashi stelled through to Psochim, not just to Erev. So I call upon from Rashi in the Ritva is Mavua, that in generally in Shas we take on Dog or Bechol is called two Tashinim. Oy Bazoi, Lechoy Bashlach Mons as well. And Be'emes, the Be'ehetiv says it clearly. Be'ehetiv says in Tovfish Tzadikei, Mi she'sholak l'chaveiroi dog u'beitzah she'olov, oi u'pas u'ponov toiches be'beitzah, French toast, right? So bread soaked in egg and fried, so French toast. Yesh listapik im yoytzi de'chavos ha'shem ha'shleich monos. I'm not sure. Oh, maybe not. Or it's a toffle. Yeah, maybe you need two serpent monas, and this is a bit like toffle to the past, so maybe not.
Tuna sandwich?
Right, there. We'll come to that in a few other examples. Let's come to that moment. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. Because the monas have to be choshuv, there's a certain in of cheshivas. So therefore, even if it's not a clear shear brought down, oh, but there's a certain cheshivas, you're supposed to bring somebody for what's choshuv to him, he says the layer of fish, the outer layer, it knocks it very choshuv. Even though I think you can charge quite a lot more in the shop for a piece of fried fish than a piece of plain boiled fish. So to say it's totally not choshuv, maybe it could be choshuv. Maybe it depends on the size of the piece. So the Aruch HaShulchan is worried by it not being choshuv. But the Kaf HaChaim says, pshitali the yoytza. It's poshli yoytza, why not? Dog of Echol is called tutashilim. So the Kaf HaChaim comes out by a nice choshuv piece of fried fish. You don't need to add anything to it. You yoytza was a piece of schnitzel, it's go choshuv. So the Choyah, this chiddush goes further. Let's talk about a cake with icing on it, with chocolate icing on it, a chocolate biscuit. It's any dog or beit sha'olov. It's an item smeared with another layer of something tasty. Chocolate is just as tasty as an egg. So, Mamela, if you got a cake covered with a layer of icing, and the icing, people do have a good look at the icing, and the people take note of the icing can be quite choshev as well. L'choy, that should also be included. So l'choy, a nice piece of iced chocolate cake, let's call it cake with chocolate icing or anything, a nice respectable icing, could also be two things. Yeah, chocolate peanut, the same thing, yeah. That's a really a small one. I'll take a few, and a hankanama. So I call upon him. It goes endless. I think the easiest hecha timsa, which nobody can even argue on, is a piece of fruit flan. Where you got fruit, the cake got the base with a fruit on top. And we know the shit of the Mishnah Berurah is when it comes to fruit flan, you machut make a separate bracha. All these cases, the suffix could be because it's a toffle to the cake. So therefore, if it's a toffle, so memele hadn't got, it's not considered shtei monos. But if you got a cake, not just a little bit thin layer just to hold the fruit, a proper fruit flan, a fruit base, and put fruit on top, Mishnah Berurah holds. That can, I'm not saying la'aloch l'mais on this part because there are poison to argue, but the Mishnah Berurah's shitty is you have to make a broch on the fruit on top. He said anything added after baking What's before baking is all part of it, all one, so it's included in the bracha. So a baked cheesecake, where the cheese is put on beforehand, mishmuros you don't need. But anything added on after baking, mishmuros mechayev a separate bracha. So mishmuros a cheesecake, where the cheese is put on after baking, then you mechut to make a shakel, at least do it on something else. Or back up by fruit, if you've got the fruit with the jelly on top, so it's mechayev a separate bracha. If it's mechayev a separate bracha, so then it's zichen, not a tofu. So a piece of fruit flan, lechoya less man the palig, it's choshuv, a couple of pieces of peaches, I mean, or pineapple, whatever you put on top of your fruit cake, lechoya to say it's not choshuv, you can even have a kazayas of fruit there quite easily. So you've got a kazayas of cake and a kazayas of fruit on it, then lechoya is poshut that you've got a perfect shlach monas, you don't add anything else. A fruit salad, or stomach salad, a salad, a tomato TCP salad. It's also two meaning together, mixed together. The chayis poshut. So one has to know when it comes to shlach monas, you just need two types of foods. So it's filling inside. You're shy before a tuna sandwich. Maybe it's inside. It's more toffle to it. That could be. That I'm not sure. Maybe it's inside, because ingredients inside, maybe it's worth. But something on top, or it's nikkah, a mixture of a fruit salad, l'choyer, that is, there should be no shine about it. The kavachayim holds even in the piece of shin is a piece of fish yoitzah. But these cases, l'choyer, everybody will hold that yoitzah.
A fruit flan, he said. Unless you cut it, you can't see the fruit.
Well, everybody knows it's not a tin of fruit. You see, the cake is the base. Yeah, yeah. No. The fruit on top of the flan. Yeah. The base.
Right.
Yeah, piece of cheesecake. Yeah, the cheesecake is the base. Yeah, you see, the cake is perfect. Right? According to Mishnah Berurah, anything added on the cake after baking is mechayev a separate bracha. No, that's not, no, that's fine. Shnei min abosor, there's no two brachas there. The first case of the Rambam, Shnei min abosor. No, it doesn't have to be edible. Edible. Yeah, as long as it's fine. Yeah. Yes, and not an erasing, you know. And if it's edible, it's fine. And the embassy is, there is one shita brought down, you're supposed to give foods which you're eaten at a meal. There's a chumra brought down, some of them have been down the chumra food. So a piece of schnitzel is mumma hudadika shlachmonas. There are many other types of shlachmonas people get, which some which you can hardly eat, or you can eat, which is not part of the suda. To give things which will be eaten in the meal is a mahudadika. So a piece of good chosh schnitzel with a nice, well fried and a nice, the layer out, it could even be a go mahudadika shlachmonas. Better than many others.
Even though
they're going
to add their own meal.
Yeah.
Probably
going to go to waste. Well, not to be, you have to work out what's sensible, what works out, and what works out better.
Well, why is that better than the cake which is baked with it? It's also baked together.
Which one?
The schnitzel with the...
Yeah, I'm saying the baked with it will be exactly the same as the schnitzel. I'm saying, all I said with the fruit, it's a separate bracha, even though there's a sofik in the behetiv, where the dog obeys for olive is 2 meter, 1 mean. So therefore, it could be out the same sofik. I want to make something in vada, it's got a separate bracha, it's not even a tofu to it. Dog obeys for olive could be out the tofu to it, it's not nechash, because they mean it. But if it's separate bracha, it's not called a tofu to it at all. So then, it could be yitzah. There's one chumra brought down, some place can bring down, but it's the opposite of all our shlachmonas. Some bring down a chumra, tshuvas toilish more, that since you need two separate beitzim, two separate monos, if you put it in one keli, so since there's halacha shabbos, eged keli shmei eged, so therefore it's not called, it's all, the keli is mitzarevin, maybe that makes it din of one mono. If that's called one mono, as I put that, tshuvas toilish more, yeah, but that statement, don't even have to try to mark it. They're all bring it down, but ain't tzok lahachmi. So if you say that, Navada, the piece of the dog of Beishol is not going to be any better, it's all one piece. But since we're not machmir like that at all, so therefore we can quite comfortably...
Yeah.
Therefore, the shad dog spit out. If you told that it's a tziruf, one piece is tziruf, so the gabba that the zikha one tziruf, so then that's the zikha. So that's the chiddush of Shamans. It's not time to start another Indian. Homon min ha-Torah minayin. Homon, it's got connection to the Torah. Besides for the homon ha-Minayin there, It's amazing. We learn a lot of halachas from Haman. From Haman was a gewaltige Lamdan. Haman was a bokim in Hoge Yisrael. And we learn out halachas. And let me just give you four halachas we learn out from Haman's words. The Behetiv in the end of Hilchus Sukkos talks about the minig on Simchas Toya thrown fruit around, thrown fruit to Beit HaMedrash, chucking through sweets. And not everybody is happy with it. So Behetiv says in Tofrei Samech Tes, she's called a base, that it's brought down this minig, it's got Mekoy, Mitzosi, Yesh Bemedrash Zeho Oima Homon, Lemelech Al Yehudim. We've got Mekoy of this minig of throwing sweets on Simchas Toya. Is a man, Homon said that you should do it, it gave Minig Karbonu. If Homon was made, so it's a Minig Karbonu. So made it, it could be in later years it got a bit more dangerous and made it the Rebbein Mechaya says you shouldn't. Of it besides the minig of throwing sweets, Mekoy, the earliest Mekoy of it is from a Shikul Toya from Homon. Haman said over when Achashverosh. Haman said to Achashverosh all about my hoggis. Sorry, I wasn't clear enough. Haman, when he described Achashverosh what the yidden all about, he went to all the chedoshim of the year. He went to all the called the strange ben hoggim of Klal Yisrael, and he went through saying, "Look what they do this and they do that and that." It's a long medrash, a long talmud sheni. And in Haman's words, we find a lot of Mahogany we haven't got other Makoris for it. And this one Mahogany, the Koy is from Haman's Shikul Toya. Haman's Shikul Toya Tachashveis. Haman told us was Megalas this Minigisom. Number two, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, Chamesh Os Bishvat, the Chashivas, we learn out from Diburi Haman. Haman said, I'm not starting to Klal Yisrael Shvat. Shvat's got Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. But Mela, it's a special Chodesh we've got in Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. I'm not starting with Klal Yisrael over there. So, we learn the Chashivas Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, Chamesh Os Bishvat, from Haman's Optach. Tois is an Avodah Zarah Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, talks by Hilkas, Kashering. If a goy drinks from a cup of wine a couple of times, it's used a couple of times, cold, and you want to kasher it, it doesn't need hakol bechamin, but needs good rinsing out. How many times do you have to rinse it out? Says Tois B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, you need to rinse it out three times, then it's considered kosher. Where do I know it from? From a medrash, from Homan Rosh Avaiter, on this Yesha Mecha, Toises it in the Vizalamit Gimels, Homan Homachashverish. If a fly falls in the wine, in the kois, they just take it out and they chuck it away. And Kishadoni Mele, Madichoi Koise Gimapa Omim, Yorkoi. So Ben Tam says, you see, from here, the Halokh Madir Gimapa Omim, from Homan Shikil Toya. And in the same vein, the Rosh talks about another Gimon of Vizazora. If a mouse falls into a barrel of beer, can you use the barrel or not? And Rav says it's also freak the Rosh. I don't understand. Haman said if a fly falls in, they take it out. So you see, we're not chayshish for any bleers over there. So why are you Rav being machmir by the Da'achba Shanofa L'Sheikha? Don't be more machmir. You see, there's mutter. So therefore, the Rosh answers. There's talking about was therefore for 24 hours of Dina Kovosh. Kovosh is different. So these are a couple of it's. Haman gave us certain mikoyos from the Hogi Yisrael, so for us to know. So I called upon him, not that we've got any hakos atoy for Haman, but that's important to have to say oral Haman to make sure we don't have too much hakos atoy to him, because there are things we learn out from him.